It's just past 7:34 in the morning. You're listening to Upfront. Kat Brooks is out sick today. I'm alone in the booth. My name's Brian Edwards-Tiegert. But now I'm joined in studio by Josie Camacho, Secretary Treasurer of the Alameda County Labor Council, one of the organizers of a vigil that was already scheduled to protest migrant detention camps on the southern U.S. border. When the news broke overnight by the New York Times that, according to anonymous sources inside the Department of Homeland Security, ICE raids targeting thousands of immigrants are set to begin this Sunday. Apparently, these raids will be targeting people who were ordered by immigration courts deported, but they will also include collateral deportations. That means people who come into contact with authorities during the raids, even though they were not targeted by court order for deportation. Josie Camacho, thank you so much for coming in.
I'm happy to be here, Brian. I just wanted to make one little correction. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's a big one. I'm no longer Secretary Treasurer of the Labor Council. I'm former Secretary Treasurer. I retired last year. Oh, however, I am here representing the Asian Pacific American Labor Alliance, which is a national organization and affiliated with the local council.
Got it. Thank you. So why don't you start off by talking about this vigil that you've got planned for this Friday, 5 p.m. at Franco Gawa Plaza in Oakland. What was the initial impetus?
The initial impetus was all of the terrible reportage about children being incarcerated, of course, triggered by, over the past year, parents being separated from the children. And more recently, the horrible pictures showing a young father with his baby girl, 23 months old, at the Rio Grande River, you know, having died from trying to desperately cross and seek some freedom and asylum. And we just got together with our local partners that have been fighting for just immigration policies in the East Bay, elected officials, grassroots organizations, faith-based groups, and said, we want to do something together. We can't do it by ourselves. And we felt that it was important that we be the voices of our undocumented immigrant, refugee, and migrant communities, family, and children.
It sounds important to have vigils and places to gather. It also sounds like not in scale with the threat. I mean, they're being described as concentration camps on the border, and now there are raids that are targeting thousands but might impact many more, apparently scheduled for this weekend. What's happening beyond vigils?
I think what's happening beyond vigils is the momentum is building. We actually signed on to the worldwide, not only nationwide, Lights of Liberty, which was targeting July 12th to really stand up and organize against these detention centers, which are concentration camps, just like in World War II when the Japanese Americans and Peruvian Americans were incarcerated without any democratic rights or access to. They were all, you know, U.S. citizens, had served in World War II defending the U.S. and people were literally taken out of their homes and transported into desert locations to live for several years. They had absolutely no rights, no say, and no one stood up for them. You know, very few people stood up and said, this is wrong. And so even the Japanese Americans who've been doing pilgrimages to these concentration camps in World War II have a theme of stop, don't repeat history. We can't allow these women and children and families who are just seeking a better life. They deserve human treatment and dignity and not to be kept in camps that are squalor, children are taking care of children. They're being traumatized. Children are dying. Families are dying. And we need to start building up momentum and create some street heat to make sure that these kind of tragedies don't continue. And yes, we are expecting the raids. We're always expecting the raids. But when we come together en masse, it's a way to try to neutralize that from happening, because everyone is alert and everyone is watching.
So I should mention, I described what's in the New York Times report about the raids. Apparently, they will only be happening in 10 cities, not 10 metropolitan areas, 10 cities. So one can assume most of the Bay Area will not be subject to raids, if any of it is. And I want to talk about how to respond to that. I think there were a lot of freakouts about raids in the early days of the Trump administration. In activist circles, I saw some criticism start to gather that's kind of doing the Trump administration's job for them. They can't logistically deport everyone, so their goal is to actually terrorize everyone. So how do you cut the balance between productively sounding the alarm and not inspiring fear on behalf, helping the administration inspiring fear?
I think the way we do that is we have to utilize all our networks and our connections with the communities that are being impacted. I remember years ago when I worked for former Congressman Ron Dellums when he was City of Oakland mayor. There were raids then. And what we did is we would get a call from a community group, Filipino Advocates for Justice, who said, we heard in East Oakland there are two schools which are predominantly 90% undocumented immigrants. And so what we did is the mayor's office, you know, community groups, we got the press out there, the ICE trucks, vans were circling. Families were frightened. They were, you know, really terrified. And because there was a physical presence, that deterred them. They all went away. Mm. And so that's what we have to do, I think, is continually be on alert. In Alameda County, thanks to the leadership of our Board of Supervisors and community groups, they've allocated funding over the last couple of years to create a emergency network, you know, call in that people can call in if they have any sightings or see any ICE vehicles or anybody that looks like they may be threatening to the community. They make calls and then they verify, you know, if it's accurate or not, and can get the word out so that people are aware of what's going on.
What's that number?
I'm sorry, I don't have the number on me.
All right, we'll try and look it up by the end of the segment.
Yeah.
Speaking of Josie Camacho, retired Secretary Treasurer of the Alameda County Labor Council, one of the organizers of a vigil to end migrant detention camps that's taking place this Friday, June 12th at 5 p.m. at Frank Ogawa Plaza in Oakland. Josie, you said this is part of a nationally coordinated action. How many parts of the country are participating?
Well, if people go to the Liberty of Lights website, it's growing. It's a great website. It starts off with a video from Dolores Huerta, and it's all throughout the nation. I mean, all the states. And here in Oakland, I believe there might be four, maybe five such actions and activities happening. But I think I would suggest people to go to the Liberty of Lights. It's growing. It shows all the partnering organizations from labor unions to faith groups to immigrant rights groups, policymakers. And it shows that, you know, people are outraged. We want to do something about it. And this is a chance for them to come out. This event, vigil that we're having, is a vigil gathering for immigrant children. It's family friendly. We want people to bring all our people in the community that serve the immigrant community and social justice community are turning out with their children and families and friends.
All right, we've dug up some of those hotline numbers. In Alameda County, the hotline that's been set up to report ICE activity is 510-241-4011. That's a rapid response and legal services line. In the North Bay, the number is 707-800-4544. In Sacramento, 415-200-1548. Santa Clara County, 408-290-1144. And in case you were not rapidly scribbling as I was rattling those numbers off, I'll tell you where we got them off the website for the National Network of Immigrant and Refugee Rights. And we'll post a link to that hotline phone number list on our website, kpfa.org, in short order. Jose Camacho, tell me a little bit about the organizations you work with. You recently retired from running the Alameda County Labor Council. Like, how have your constituent, were your constituent unions there impacted by the ramp up in ICE activity?
Well, you know, at the affiliates there, there are various affiliated unions that have a large, you know, immigrant and an undocumented population. Unite Here, which represents the hotel workers at the airport, Oakland Airport. The Teamsters have immigrant workers, a number of people in the Service Employees International Union 2015, which represents, in Alameda County alone, it's probably about 30,000 home care workers. SEIU USWW, which is represents the security officers, and they also and janitors. There's a large population of immigrant communities there. We have a AFSCME 3299, you know, which represents the statewide, you know, workers at the universities. So we do have a number of women and men who work, and in the building trades, you know, the painters, Local 3, District Council 16, they represent a large population of Spanish-speaking immigrant workers, you know. And so, in fact, about 2 years ago, we did a huge mobilization to the federal building in San Francisco because there were two building trades workers. I believe one was a carpenter, the other was a painter, and they were dispatched to a facility, which is a federal facility, mm-hmm. and they were detained, you know, and I believe one of the men was released and the other one was detained. So this does, people are really scared. They're on pins and needles. But the more activities we do, and I really, really appreciate KPFA. You folks have been amazing in getting the word out and making sure that, that people who are listening can tell their families and their friends, you know, that are undocumented, and to make sure that they can be safe.
All right. That is the voice of Josie Camacho, one of the organizers of the vigil scheduled for this Friday, 5 p.m. at Franco Gawa Plaza, Oscar Grant Plaza in Oakland, that is part of a nationally coordinated set of vigils protesting to end migrant detention camps. A lot more weight attached to that action now that the New York Times has broken the news. The Trump administration intends to start deportation raids targeting some 2,000 people with collateral deportations this Sunday. Josie Camacho, thank you so much for coming in to talk to us.
Thank you. My pleasure.